Okay, we'll continue another shir el zecher nishmas my uncle Rav Yosef Meisels. We're discussing the topic of can a kohen drink wine b'zman hazeh, because he has to be ready for avodas hamikdash. So obviously we allow it. How does that work? How does that fit with all the gemara? So just review where we're up to. We had a gemara in Tanis Daf Yud Zayin. Machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim. Chachamim saying no, you can't drink. Rebbe said yes, you can. And Pesh Miuchos Rashi there says, Hezber is a Rebbe Shita. Well, you know, if we would be Choshesh Meheri Barnabes HaMikdash, then no Kohen could ever drink wine ever, because maybe there'll be a new organization of the Mishmaros, and then we'll need everyone for the Hakamas HaMikdash. So Takanoso Kilkulto. What does that mean? So Rashi there says, since for so many years the Bira, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, wasn't built, so we're not Choshesh Meheri Barnabes HaMikdash. Tos Erevim and Gilmis the same thing. So Rav Baruch Shem Mashiach says, I don't understand. It's one that you'd Gimel Ikrim to believe in becoming a Mashiach, and one of the tasks of Mashiach is restoration of Beis HaMikdash. One of the aspects of Beis HaMikdash is Avodah Kohanim. So the fact that so many years have passed, it's not that we should be less Choshesh, we should be more Choshesh. Question number one. Question number two is Gemara in Erevim and Gimel Beis has a case of a guy who makes a vow, I'm going to be a Nazir the day that Mashiach comes, son of King David. So he's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, but he's not allowed to drink wine on Yimei Chol. So not discussion now the whole issue of Tchumim Mala Basara. The Gemara says, in any event, whatever you hold on that idea, we say two premises. El Yohu Hanavi will come on the day before Mashiach comes to give the Basara. And we have a Masori, it's not going to come on Fridays because everyone's too busy preparing for Shabbos. The Tosafot right there says, wait a minute, what's the difference between the Kohen case and the Nazir case? By Kohen, whatever the Svar will be, we'll hear in a minute, we're not Koshesh that the Beis HaMikdash is going to rebuild. That's why Kohen can drink wine. So why does this potential Nazir, who's only a Nazir if and only if Mashiach comes, why are we machmir for the Nazir? Why don't we say takanos kalta for the Nazir too? Why are we a makel for Kohanim and machmir for Nazir? The Tosafot gives very technical answers. He says, well, by Nazir, if Beis HaMikdash does come, then there'll be a Isser. By Kohen, you can always find a different Kohen to drink wine, or maybe you sleep it off, etc., etc. And that's why the Gaon Beitza, Hamlet Beis, it talks about Meher Banim Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Shanol B'Yom Tov, Rishon, or Rosh Hashanah, Rishon is Asr, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, also talks about Meher Ben and Beis HaMikdash, because there's an Isser also. So Rav Baruch Shimon Schneerson said, I don't like this answer. First of all, it's the technicalities. The Gemara has that even sleep off Raviz, maybe you can't sleep off more than Raviz. So who says he's going to find a Kohen? And the Chalal, you know, he wants to say, let's have a conceptual pshat instead of a technical pshat. So Rav Baruch Shimon gave the answer, which Ashi hopped right away, that there's a difference between the now and the immediate future. We believe every day of our lives that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. But that pertains to the perspective of the future. Right now, we have a opposite and contrary notion, the idea of Chazakah, that never for 2,000 years it has been built. And that means for 2,000 years, Elio Hanavi has not shown up. So the distinction between the now and the immediate future is the key to answering the questions. Yeah, that's by Shema Meis Chayshinon, Shema Yomos Lo Chayshinon. So too, I would say Shema Kvar Bar Elio Hanavi Lo Chayshinon. But Shema Yibane Beis HaMikdash. Yes, Chayshinon, yeah?
But is Rav Baruch Shimon assuming that the Ikar and Emunah is to believe that Mashiach will come soon? Meaning, maybe the
Ikar
and Emunah is to believe it'll come at some
point. Okay, so So that's a great, that's a great question. Not everyone agrees with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav famously said, achake lo b'chol yom she yavo. Doesn't mean achake lo b'chol yom, comma, she yavo. Let's say you have someone shown in the head of Masorah come the year 1358. Right. So what do you do if you're in the year 1204? Okay. So, but in any event, it does seem that we assume he might come every day. Now, hang on. There's another topic I'm going to get into, which is what I call the Be'ita track versus the Achishena track. I'm not there yet. Maybe you're thinking about that. So in other words, at the very least, we can assume that if the Achishena track is a viable option, Halavai could come any day. No, that's an old question. What do we do with those Rishonim that have the Masorah? There's so many Masorahs that they said, the 1358, the 1408, you know, whatever year you want to have. I think Jews in Italy had, believe it or not, pretty late in the game, but Keser Torah. So some Jews in Italy had Masorah that he's going to come the year 1860. 1860 was an exciting year in the United States. You know, Lincoln, the Civil War, nothing to do with Mashiach, right? So the answer basically is going to be all these Masoros are the Ita track and not the Achishena track. Okay, so good point. Let's just move it back here. So if you say Shema Kvar Bo Elio Lo Chashinon, Shema Yavo Yes Chashinon, how does this answer solve our problems? Okay, the Kohanim case, it's easy. Since we presume that the appropriate order is that Elio and Avi shall come before Mashiach shall arrive, as of now he has not arrived, the Kohanim is allowed now to drink wine. But wait a minute, we're going to be in trouble now again because of the Nazir. Why? Because what are the words of the Nazir? Right? The Nazir said, I will be a Nazir on the day that Ben David comes. Look at the Gemara. Mem Gimel and Aleph and Aaron Tashma Harini Nazir B'yom Sheben David Ba. Okay. So if you assume that means, I mean, that also seems to be assumed that Elio Hanavi has come yesterday, and we just said before, the Chazakah is that he hasn't shown up yet. Okay, so Baruch Shimon says the answer to that is he doesn't want to yield on the idea that Hilchos Chazakah will take care of everything. You have to go even deeper analysis of the rules of Chazakah and applying them here. That's where he brings in the Tzlach. Tzlach, known of Yehuda, Chazkalando, he says that with respect to a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin regarding an Isser Doraisa, the Isser exists even though there's a Cheskas Heter. Okay, that's for the Sugya of Rav Chinan ben Skonim. So even if something, let's say an egg, yeah. Let's say you'd assume there was a Cheskas Heter. Without getting, right? But if it's a dove, the Beitza Shanol de Beyantiv is a dove Sheyeshul Matirin, right? So that Isser exists even if you have a Cheskas Heter. So Neder is the classic case, Amos, of a dove Sheyeshul Matirin. Right. Why? Chacham can undo it. Nazirus, as we're doing, you know, in the Masechta, is subcategory of Neder. So in Hilchos Chazakah, we understand the difference between Kohen. That's the breakthrough between Kohen and Nazir. Okay, so now, if we stop here, we're in good shape. We have our distinction between the now and the immediate future. We say that since Azanah Elio has not arrived yesterday, therefore Mashiach's not coming right now, and therefore the Kohen can drink wine. What about the Nazir? You're right. Nazir also, it goes back to the perspective of the now, but since it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, we don't allow ourselves to do this, and therefore we say a Nazir has to stop. That's what I thought. I'm not sure about this. The famous Machlokas, Rashi in the Ran, what is Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin? So the Ran gives that very lumdasha. It's a halachic heter beheter that's lo batel, right? It's right, opposites mvatel each other. Isser and heter. Here it's heter, and since it's dovshir shmatirin, eventually heter, it's not batel. Rashi gives very, you know, prosaic, mundane, balabadash svara, sheyochlenu ashiyochlen ayom lochenam machor. I thought maybe it actually fits better, this vort, with Rashi. In other words, we force you now to not follow our usual rules, so to speak, because it's a davar sheyesh lamatirin. You know, the words is going to be achechlana yom lechana machar. So, okay. Next, so far so good. Now, Baruch Shem points out as a basic problem. I think we got up to the last time. The Gurus Ari. Gurus Ari says, how does the famous machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, whether the final Gula will be Tishrei or Nisan, fit with this? Isn't this one, you have the Muna Mashiach to come 12 months a year? So Gurus Ari says, you know what? The Ar Sugya and Tainis is following the opinion that's the Yishamli and Maaseh Sheni, that Beis HaMikdash can precede the reestablishment of Machlokes Beis David and the ultimate Geula. Oh. That means you don't need Eliyahu HaNavi for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And that means it could happen any day of the year. So that's exactly why Kohanim are in trouble. The final glorious Geula, with it, first the herald of Eliyahu HaNavi and then Melech HaMashiach and all that, that will be only in Nisan and Tishrei. But what Baruch Shimon points out, according to this, Gvurs Ari, we're in trouble once again. Because since Kohanim don't need the arrival of Mashiach to have the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so they should feel, hey, maybe the political situation will change and the Jews can build the Beis HaMikdash right now. So how can they drink wine? So we're in the Gvuras Ari's problem, the Gvuras Ari's answer causes the problems to reemerge. And more centrally and fundamentally, Baruch Shimon says that, hey, you know, Veres Achorn pointed out, the Bavli does not quote this Yerushalmi, that he could have been a base British for Machus based David. I discussed last time briefly about Julian the Apostate, whether or not that was what was going on historically, but it's a shita. We gotta say, is this shita lalacha or not? And then we'll come back to this. The Rambam and Hilchos Melachim, all the way at the end, might be against this because he writes Hamelach Hamashiach, Osi Lamod Ulahachzim Machus Beis David Liyashana Hamem Shlo Rishana Ubone Mikdash. Okay, right. Okay, but by the time we finish, we're gonna have to push that away. But at least at this point, we can say, hey, maybe the Bavli doesn't agree with the Yerushalmi. So now, okay, so you know what? Let's take that for now, and let's say that in Achinami, the reason the Kohanim are okay is because we don't assume that the Gemara and Tainis assumes that Beis HaMikdash will precede Machlokes Beis David. So now we have to come up with something else for the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, right? And in terms of our Gemara. So here a Baruch Shimon comes up with what I call the tour de force. He says, the Machlokes Bavli in the Yerushalmi, whether Machlokes Beis David will precede Mikdash, which is the Bavli Shita, or Mikdash Hashlishi will precede Machlokes Beis David, is good for the Machlokes Chachomim and Rebbe in the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Yud Zayin. How so? The Chachomim, and Dafka the Chachomim, are Choshesh for the Shita of the Yerushalmi, that the restoration of Beis HaMikdash can come first. It can happen in 15 minutes. Right? Okay? And therefore, precisely because it's not the Geula Shleima, which needs Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach ben David, and can happen only in Tishrei or Nisan, drop all that. Okay, so you got to be Choshesh, Shemi Banach Hashinon, and that's why they say, oh, you know, there's going to be a problem drinking the wine. So the whole issue of Chazakah, we talked about Eliyahu HaNavi has not arrived yesterday, the Mashiach is not arriving now, it's relevant, we simply need Kohanim on the scene to perform a vote, and they can't do, then they can't drink wine. But Rebbe rejects the Yerushalmi. Rebbe says the only way that the Geula will unfold is first with Eliyahu HaNavi, followed by Mashiach, and then the rebuilding of Beis HaMikdash. And the Chazakah, the Eliyahu HaNavi, has not arrived yesterday, and therefore Mashiach's not arriving now, holds. And therefore, Takanoso Kilkalto, because we don't have to go against our general rules of Chazakah, there's no reason for a Kohen right now to drink wine. Right. There's no iser to drink wine. Right, okay. Now there's another issue. Famous Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Flaminum of Beis. How will the third Beis HaMikdash arrive? Famous Bacholkes Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that Lamed, as well in Tosfos and Sukkot, that Mem Aleph, they cite Midrashim that the third Beis HaMikdash that we all pray for will not be built by human hands, but will come miraculously from heaven, that is from God. Meir explains, it doesn't necessarily mean Mina Shemayim, like, you know, from Saturn, something like that. It just means that's it's a way of saying Al Derech Neis. Okay. On the other hand, the Teferis Yisrael in Perish HaMishnayis, Maseches Midos, which is the Maseches which details the physical dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash, is clearly against that. He says that for the Rama writes in his Perish HaMishnayis, Maseches Midos, that the whole purpose of the Maseches is so that we, B'nai Yisrael, will know how to build the Beis HaMikdash in the future when the time comes, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, now how does this machlokes pertain to everything we've been discussing? So Rav Shimon fascinatingly ties to this machlokes to the other point. Again, I don't know if it's muchach, but I think it's remarkable how he puts it all together. He says like this, the opinion that says that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be built by human hands, just the Rambam, holds that this event will certainly take place before the Nisim Gluyim of the final Geula. And that fits with the Yerushalmi that says the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt before the restoration of Malchus Beis Dovin B'yas HaMikdash. Right, no, yes, people can go now in the year 363, in the time of Julian, and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that's it. And that's all Al Derech HaTeva. So those Shitos are in lockstep. And then Lasid Lavo, you know, there may be an Nisim Gluyim. But if we take the view that first in the Besaris Eliyahu HaNavi, then in the restoration of Machlos Beis David, and then Bias HaMashiach, and all that precedes the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, that means that the Zmana miraculous event has already arrived, even before the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, then that's Me'afsher, use the modern Hebrew word, the Sheet of Rashi, and the Bali Yitosos, that the third Beis HaMikdash will come al yidei neis from God. And with this, he says, you can answer the question of the Dovev Meisharim. Doesn't tell you already, who's the Dovev Meisharim? That's the Shabino. That was his father-in-law. So you see, his father also was working on the whole issue of Kohanim and Zman Hazeh. My time is finished. We'll get to his grandfather, Kochav Yaakov also. Dovev Meisharim was saved name of Rav Dov Berish Wienfeld. He was the Shrer of Baruch Shimon. Dovev Meisharim says, wait a minute. You look in the Gemara, Tainis, you see Abaye, yeah, come on, Achli Kohani, and he really wasn't so happy. He really wanted to aser everything, right? But, you know, what's the heter? We have some type of heter, Takanoso Kilkalto. So we have other Gemaras, and we know that Abaye was a Kohen. And we have a Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Samachay, that says, Rava says that Nachmani, which was Abaye, didn't drink wine. Oh, so Abaye himself was Choshesh. But there are other Gemaras that clearly see that Abaye drank wine on Yontif. And for our purposes, we'll say Shabbos and Yontif. So wait a minute. So the Dovev Meisharim says, according to Rashi's view, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, since the third Beis HaMikdash can come even on Shabbos and Yontif, you know, Minshama, how does that fit? Right.
How does that follow that this is going to happen on Shabbos and Yontif?
How?
Why do we assume that the Beis HaMikdash will come down?
It can. No, it can. Abaye, no, as he's saying, the fact that Abaye never drank wine wasn't just some he was, was because it is a hurrah. That's what it comes out. That's also interesting. You could have said, you know, you're not drinking wine because of, you always might be asked the Shiloh. You want to be on the, you know, on the ball and ready. You say, no, he didn't drink wine because Shem Yibonah Beis HaMikdash, and you need Kohanim for the Avodah. But he did drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif. Wait a minute. But according to Rashi, the third Beis HaMikdash, that's what he learns the Gemara in where? In Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, third Beis HaMikdash can come even Al Yedei Neis, right, in the Shemayim. But if you understand that could happen on Yontif as well. That means the Avodah would start on Yontif. That means you need Kohanim on the scene. Don't worry about Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So we could get going. And Abaye was a Kohen. So what's the answer? So Rabbi Shimon says, I can answer my Shver's Kasha very easy. This is great. We know that the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether the third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, will be built by human hands or will arrive miraculously from God. Right? We don't know who's right. So we have to be Choshesh even for the Rambam Shita. But on Yontif and Shabbos, there is only one Tzad. Because since Ein Bonin Beis HaMikdash B'Yontif, either it's going to come down miraculously or it's not going to come down at all. Oh. So Abaye says like this. Before we go, let me just add something. You know, the Meiri in Rosh Hashanah follows the Rambam, human hands. So how do you deal with that line that says the Ivni Amos, when's the base of Mikdash going to be built? Well, he can't build it on Yontif, right? So the Meiri writes, either it's that line is going according to the Man de Omar that one is allowed to do so, which is Shaloka Halacha, or he has a very big chiddush. He says there was a Beis Din Toen, Mishum Chibas HaKodesh, the Beis Din, according to this line, the Gemara would make a mistake. That's a very fascinating view that, you know, Mashiach's coming, still having a Beis HaMikdash, but you're having Zechus Harius. You're having a Beis Din that's making a mistake on whether or not you're being able to be born at Beis HaMikdash on Yontif. Okay, fine. But hang on. But since we know that the halacha is that it's also to physically build the base of Mikdash and Shabbos for Yontif, we, your average Kohen sitting in Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to take the further step and say that Kohanim today have to be Choshesh for a Beis Din Toen. Right? He doesn't have to be worried about that. So from the point of view on Shabbos for Yontif, either it's not going to come at all or it's going to come down al yaday neis. If you assume it's going to come al yaday neis, that means we're assuming that the period of Geula Shlema with all the Nisim and et cetera, has already arrived, which would assume that El Yodavi came yesterday, et cetera, which we don't have to assume because of our Chazakos. That's okay. That's an amazing, amazing pshat. So you get it? So again, in other words, on Shabbos and Yontif, either it's not going to come at all, which allows you to drink wine, or it's going to come al yaday neis, which would assume the whole connotation of other assumptions, including the above Eliyahu Navi, which we don't have to assume anything against because it's against the Chazaka. With this, we can answer the question of Michas Chinuch. The sefer called Simchas Yontif. Simchas Yontif says, basically, look it up. It's called Minchas Chinuch Simin Kuf Nun Beis. Simchas Yontif says, you know, even assuming Kohen today cannot drink wine, but they can drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif because you can't build a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos for Yontif. So Michas Chinuch says, what's going on? The Simchas Yontif just forgot. The Simchas Yontif forgot about the Gemara that the Beis HaMikdash can come down on Yontif. No, but according to Rav Baruch Shimon, it's beautiful. The Simchas Yontif is right, and the Beis HaMikdash and the Michas Chinuch is the difficult view. Because the only way the Beis HaMikdash can come down on Shabbos V'Yontif is miraculously. And that would mean the time of the Geula with all the Nisim has arrived. And that would mean the whole connotation of events like Bias Soros Elio, which we have a Chazaka that didn't happen. Okay, so that's very, very remarkable. Now, let's just move on to the Rambam. The Rambam, I think last time, has a slightly different take on the original din regarding the Kohanim Zman Hazeh. He seems to be following the Shita of Ben Hananel, who says that since Kohanim would, when the Beis Midrash will be rebuilt, not start the service in any event until the Beis Din of Kohanim assigns on which day any particular Beis Av would serve, so any particular group of Kohanim for any Beis Av could drink wine, even assuming the Beis Midrash will be rebuilt. Rabbi said it's ridiculous. Rabbi says, in the future, the Mitzarev, presumably that means, Mashiach, or someone working at his command, will tell the Kohanim which Beis Av is supposed to work on the first day in which night. So the Rambam doesn't consider that. Why not? Okay, so the Kesef Mishnah has a pshat. The Rambam here is thinking of makriv adaf l'shem bias. No. But now, according to everything we're saying, it's much better. Because even if you assume there's a complete base hamikdash, right? How does the Mitzarek know? That's like a special gilui from the Ribon Shalom to know, you know, which Kohen belongs where. That's not al derech ha-teva. So the Rambam is not considering it because the Rambam is assuming, like the Yerushalmi, that Beis HaMikdash can come before Machus Beis David, right? And therefore before Gilu Eliyahu, before everything, so there's no Nisim Gluim, so there's no Mitzaref. Okay, so the Ravid is L'shitaso. The Ravid says Gula Shleima will come first with Eliyahu Hanavi, the restoration of Machus Beis David, and that will entail this Mitzaref, while Derech HaNeis will know which Kohanim belong which Beis Av.
Didn't we say sometimes? Maybe a different question. I don't know. Didn't we say somewhere in the past that in the future the Kohanim will be assigned, there will be a rearrangement?
Right. That was the original Rashi that said that all Kohanim have to be are in trouble.
If there's going to be a rearrangement, then you don't have to worry. If you tell the arranger, I can't serve today, then he says, okay, you'll be on
trouble. I understand. There's a balabadish way. In other words, the Rambam, in other words, they're gonna have to tell, even Al Derech HaTeva, you're going to have to make a decision. The Rambam's remarkable. That seems to say any particular Kohen can say, well, maybe I'm not going to be up to doing the avoda, so I can drink wine, So the Ravid doesn't bother. It reminds a little bit of, the Machlokas Raman Ravid when he talks about Paro and the Mitzvim, what we talked about before, like the people who Meshav and Israel are going to get it. So the question is, the Raman writes, well, any individual Mitzvah can say, well, why me? Could be somebody else. Okay, so that's an interesting point. But I want to add something here. I believe that the Lashon of the Ravid in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, Halacha Yudalit, the famous Ravid about Kitchel Shait, Kitchel Asilavo, we disputes the Rambam. I believe a careful reading of that Ravid will demonstrate that he goes like Rashi about the third base of Mikdash and not the Rambam. Let me present it, and then you're free to critique it if you don't think it's right. Rambam writes, Perek Vav, Halacha Tetz Vav. Halacha Yadalad. It says, Ubamen Iskacha, what happened? It said, Zeh she'asa esra shtei todos, Zehu she'asa, Vlo ma'asa v'skana shamakom, because there was no melech, That's the famous, and therefore lefikach makriven akarbanos kulon afi shein sham bayis banoi. Then he goes on, says v'lomani yomei b'mikdash v'yishalayim shekedusha rishona kedusha son lasid lavo u'bikedusha shar eretz yisroel in shvius ha'maisel v'yotzvel lo kitcha lasid lavo. So but Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash, Kitcha Rishon is forever. The rest of Eretz Yisrael not. So he explains very beautifully. Lefi Shekedushas HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim V'Bnei HaShchina U'Shchina Eina B'Teila. Again, then quotes Pesukim. Avachi of Arz V'Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash 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 V'Yerushalayim. So the Ravid is exactly the opposite. Okay, Amar Avram, Svaretz Atzmo Hizu, Lo Yadav Mi'ayin Lo. He says, many Gemaras assume, at least he interprets, that if no Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is gone. Uvekamakos Mishnoim Ein Mikdash Yirakev. Nwar Amru, Nafal Bechitzos. Alma Lamanda Amar Kedusha Rishona, Lo Kitcha La Asid Lava, Lo Chilek Bein Mikdash v'Yerushalayim l'shar Eretz Yisrael. He says, if Mikdash is no longer and Eretz Yisrael is no longer, v'lo od, Now the rabbi says, you know what, I'm going to say even more than that. I could say exactly the reverse. I could say that Eretz Yisrael is not Batel, but only Mikdash is. Why? Shani Omesh, Afila Rav Yossi, the Omar, Kedusha Shnia, Yeskit Shalosid Lavo, Lo Omar El Sharetz Yisrael, Avi Lushalayim, Lamikdash, Lo Omar. Okay. Now get ready. So far, nice Ravid. What's it got to do with the Ravid agreeing with Rashi or the Rambam? Listen to these words. Lafi Shehoya Yodea Ezra Shehamikdash Virushalayim Asidim Lihishtanos Ulehiskadesh Kiddush Acher Olome Bechvod Hashem Liolam. Kach Nigla, and this is the famous Ravid, he got this idea itself in the Shemayim. Kach Nigla Misod Hashem Lireyav. And that's why, he doesn't say you're allowed to go there, but he says if you go there now, you won't get kores. Figach Hanichlas Atzo Shom Embo Kores. I want to know, what does this mean? You see, Lishtanos, okay, you could say, you know, it could be with all the rules, second peg of Shavuos. Right? Uliskadesh Kiddush Acher Olami. Now, what is Bichvod Hashem Li Olam? So, Asherah, doesn't this sound something
like
med. What?
Sounds like Rashi.
Oh, that's what I think so. I think 100%. Again, I can't. Only God, only the Rosh Hashanah himself knows what that is. But that's such a. How shall I say? Chanting phrase. Asidim lehishtanos uliskat. That doesn't mean you get more apartment buildings, you know, in Balin hotels even more. Something in Yerushalayim is going to change. Lishtanos uliskadesh kiddush acher olomi bechvod Hashem liolam. So that might very well be that he agrees with Rashi.
I mean, Rav is saying that therefore it must be that the kiddusha was not forever because it's going to come in. It's going to be renewed at a different time.
Yeah, we see. Yeah, it's going to be something is going to happen. Right, it's not, something is going to happen. So now, right. So, doesn't that, I think, you know what I mean?
I don't think it's like Rashi at all.
So what if Bechavod Hashem?
Do it with Kedusha in the future.
Who said, but that's not us,
but
that's God.
Bricks. Doesn't say God's going to build the bricks. No.
I don't know. It's very. No, that right. If all I have here, but you have to go on. It's getting more and more. But I want to usher. What does the word Bechvod Hashem mean? What does that mean? But I think the mystical concept is going to impact on the reality. You see, because otherwise, look, let me ask you like this. The first Beis HaMikdash, right? So, I don't think he has that language. He doesn't have that language with the first Beis HaMikdash. All right, look, you can think about it. I have a good Lashitasa. That's where I'm going with this. You know, like, just like the Ravid says that Mitzareif al derech. See, for me, it's in my best interest for this presenting of Baruch Shimon to say that the Ravid holds that it's al derech hanes. Then it fits, but it's very elusive, very, very.
I agree that it could be that he's indicating that the Bais HaShlishi will be accompanied by Gilui Shchina without saying that God will put the bricks.
Yeah, right. But you know what? I'll push a little bit. I don't see the word accompanied. The preposition bir is how it's going to be. Bichvo.
He doesn't say asidim lehi bonos bichvod Hashem lo.
All right. Liskade lishtanos liskadesh kiddush acher olami bichvod Hashem liolam. All right. Maybe. I don't know.
Unless it's all in the word lishtanos.
Like, right. That's what I'm trying. Lishtanos doesn't mean skyscrapers. Yeah. Okay, and this I think what's remarkable is that he says he got this pshat. the kach nigle misod Hashem li reyav. Okay, let's go a little further. Okay, another point. I mentioned Rus Ari, that the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua, whether the Gula shall be in Nisan or Tishrei, but both views hold can't be in any other month, right? It's like Rabbi Chana Wasserman, Chana Racha says, beginning in Shnei Mochsin, Zemra Nimitzasiyah, but they both agree that nobody else in the world, except for these two, have any rights. And that's how I explain certain points in that Gemara. Wait a minute. But we said, according to Yerushalmi, Bina Mesa and Shlishi can precede all that, happen at any time. So, the question is that, remember, the Gemara by Erevin didn't say, I'll be a Nazir when the Beis HaMikdash is. I'll be a Nazir when Ben David comes. But yet, right, if you're makbid on the phrase Ben David, we say he's also to drink wine 12 months a year. In other words, this Nazir didn't make it totally on Beis HaMikdash. This Nazir meant it, you know, for Mashiach Ben David. So turns out that Ayye Leib, in one of his other works, Tari Evan discusses this, and now he brings in the Itach Hishena issue. It goes like this. You know, there's one Sanhedrin that says, one Pasuk in Shai says the Gula will come at its time, Bita. Second Pasuk will say Ach Hishena. So there's two, it's the same Pasuk. Same pasuk. So there's two words in the Navi. The two tracks. That's how I call it. Like in a railroad, you have track one and track two, the Itah track and the Yachishena track. Which one is it? Depends. If Bnei Yisrael will merit it, so God will speed up the Geula, and that'll be the Achishena. If they don't, it'll come at its appointed time. So Turi Evan writes that the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua is talking about the Asid Lavo, but they're talking about the Itah track. The Itah track will either be on Nisan and Tishrei, but the Achishena track can be any day. And this Nazir has to be Choshesh for the Achishena. And Rabbi Shimon writes that his grandfather, the Dove Mishorim's father, the father of his Shver, the Shabina Rav, Rav Edenfeld, and his grandfather, author of Kochum Yaakov, he quoted this Turi Evan. So you see already in the Mishpacha, there are already three Doros, people trying to work this out. But I got to admit that there's another view, at least slightly against this. And that's going to be my last point. So the crazy place, the end of Chidushim to Yaradeh, Simon Kuf Yud, it's a famous Simon about Safek and Svek Sveka. So he discusses the Svekos about the Kohanim drinking wine Mizman HaZeh. He discusses another point. We've been assuming the whole time that Eliyahu Navi has to come before Mashiach. Is that absolutely clear? So he said no. You look at the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Beis. Says, Yirim Mipshuton Shel Divrei Anaviim, Shem Tchilas Yimosu Mashiach Diyem Mechemes Gog Umagog. Shekolim Mechemes Gog Umagog Yavo Navi, L'Yisrael, L'Yashe Yisrael Ochi Libam. Shenemar, Yinein Ochi Shalech Lechemes Eliyahu Hanavi. So first thing he says, it's going to be a Navi, and that's the Pasuk, Eliyahu Hanavi. So A equals B equals C, you assume the Navi means Eliyahu Hanavi. Right? And then he says, Einabol lalatame, lalatahar, etc., etc. Ela lashum sholom ba'olam shem ve'shilev avos albanim. Then he writes, v'yesh mina chachomim sha'om shekorim bias ha-mashiach yavo Eliyahu. What in the world does that mean? So, what do the other chachomim say? The pasuk says, hinei anachi shalechem es Eliyahu ha-navi lifnei bo. Right, Yom Hashem Agadol Vanora. So the place he says, he uses the Itach Achishena distinction, but he turns it in the opposite direction, at least with respect to this, in the Turi Evan. He says, if the Geula will be Be'itah, then it'll be Beseder. First Eliyahu Navi, then Restoration of Machlos Beis David, in the person of Mashiach, then Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, but if Bnei Yisrael will be Zoche and the Achishena track happens, then Hashem can send Mashiach immediately, even before Eliyahu HaNavi. He'll do his peacemaking activities maybe afterwards. But then the place he... But no one ever says this. But Plaisa makes another comment that saves the situation for us. And the answer, based upon this comment, can finally, as you'll see, we'll wrap it up in 3 minutes, fit everything in. He says that, do Nebuch to the Avonos of Bnei Yisrael, it's not Shchiach, the Achishena track, which will include that Mashiach will precede Elyo HaNavi will happen, and we are not Choshesh for that. So Rabbi Shimon says, oh, according to that, we now yet have another way to explain the Machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim. Chachamim that say Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine with Banazeh hold, we have to be Choshesh for the Geula of Achishena, like we said before. And therefore, Kohanim cannot drink wine, Bisman Hazeh, that's it. But Rebbe, who's accepted Lahalacha, holds like the Plaisi, that says that Nebuch, because of our Avonos, we can't assume the Achishena track. We can only assume the Be'ita track. And that Alderach HaDrush is a beautiful psham, the words Takanoso Kilkalto, meaning the unfortunate Matzav of Klal Yisrael, that so many Jews have done so many Averas, that causes us, we can't assume the Achishena track, but that is good what allows Kohanim to drink wine today. Oh, beautiful, because if we assume all this, and since we must assume the Itah track, as we explained, that's for the future, which needs the whole connotation of events, and Chazak hasn't come yet, and therefore Kohanim are permitted to drink wine. Of course, we all pray that Eliyahu Navi shall come, announce the Geula, Machlus Beitav will be restored, Moshiach shall arrive, the Beis HaMikdash shall be rebuilt, and in the future period, the Kohanim that serve in the Beis HaMikdash will then al-pi-din. Then, al-pi-din, they won't drink wine, because then they have to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Meher Rimeinu. Amen.
Somewhere.
Yeah.